Welcome to the Inner Hole Uprising.
All out of sync. And just very fast and just like, I want to get this over with. Like, come on, guys. Pretend you want to be here. Pretend we're friends. This is a podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of me, Sam, one black polyamorous feminist hoe living in New York City, and
me, Rodeca, one fat black pansexual whose life is a series of coincidences that somehow landed her here.
Yeah.
And
me, Rob, one agender pansexual feminist with a fatty.
Yes.
And lastly, but not least, Akua, one carefree hoe that specializes in all things mental health and something else.
So. Yes. Oh, and something else. You heard that, and something else. It's very 9 a.m. People are very tired. I think midterms is happening or something
like
that.
Yeah,
I feel you guys. Been out of school for a long time. I don't give a shit about things like that, but I feel you guys. As I mentioned earlier, my name is Sam. I am the principal host of this here show. That means week in and week out, I am here with one of three rotating co-hosts, unless it's a week like this week where we're all together doing a party episode. Yay! Yay! The party! Akua, you better open that mouth. Just don't twerk. You can't just silently twerk.
I feel like they should feel my twerk butt.
That's not how audio works.
Oh, I need visual.
If you're a new listener to this here show, we have a couple of segments here for you. They are as follows.
Bae of the week.
We talk about people who are attractive to us.
Ho of the week.
We talk about you guys, the homies, the listeners.
Self-care tip of the week.
Where we give you guys some advice on how to take care of yourself.
Pay a bitch.
Where we beg for money.
Fuck that.
Which is our current events topic.
Fuck it.
Which is our topic of the day. We don't have one today because this is a party episode, so the topic is partying.
Fuck me.
Which is the segment where we talk about our sexual romantic lives.
And fuck you.
The segment where we talk about your sexual romantic lives. Oh, what shall we start with?
Oh, we're not going to follow along with the conversation?
Oh, I didn't even read that.
We
should follow along
well,
with the conversation.
If you'd like to follow along with the conversation had in this podcast on social media, you could do so by using the hashtag InnerHoeUprising so we can see it, and the hashtag PodIn so other people can see it.
Yeah.
Woo!
What's first?
Bae of the week.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so my bae of the week is Alicia Guffey. She's a veteran. I served with her when I first joined the military. She actually saw me walking on the side of the road in Connecticut with all of my gear.
Aww.
And picked me up. Like,
that's a
she was a lieutenant, and I'm like, a lieutenant's picking my private ass up?
Why were you on the side of the road?
Because we had to walk from the hotel to our unit, and I had all this gear, and I had no friends, but it was fine. She became my friend. we deployed together, and I didn't know she was a part of the LGBT community. You know, niggas don't be asking questions like that. But recently,
it used to be illegal to ask questions.
You know what? That actually makes a little bit more sense. Uh-huh. And on top of that, it's like once it became, you know, more open, it probably wasn't very custom to like start bringing that shit up in conversation.
Yeah.
But recently she did ask me if I wanted to be a part of this project she has called Ask and Tell. It aims to build a community for LGBTQAI+. Veterans and service members by sharing real stories and making connections through 21st century media. It's a video, kind of like a video docu-series, documenting different veterans and people who are currently serving and their journey in the military while being a part of the LGBTQA community.
I plus.
Yeah. It's a lot of letters.
Sometimes there's another Q.
I'm working on it.
Yeah. Sometimes there is another Q. Yeah.
But I finally got around to looking at the website and looking at the intro and seeing everything that she's been doing. I unfortunately was away for the military, ironically, and me and all of my gay ass battle buddies, we were all away for the weekend. For the month or whatever. But I really appreciated what I saw, and especially because it is Veterans Day and she is a veteran, especially a woman veteran, and a don't know what part of the spectrum she is in, but a clearly a sexual minority veteran. Mm-hmm. I wanted to shout her out, and I'm like, I love you so much, Lieutenant Guffey.
Yes,
Lieutenant Guffey.
We love you too.
Love
Will you
bye,
be providing
Sophie.
Us with information where we can see?
Yes, it's going to be inside of the
description,
the description for this episode.
Thank you,
because I don't have words, but it is called Ask and Tell, and it's askandtell.org if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, cool.
And if you know any veterans, especially ones in New York City who are part of this community, definitely reach out to her. She does interviews all the time. Hopefully you'll see me on one if I ever feel that comfortable showing my face, because that can get real messy real fast.
But it's associated with the military, man.
No, it's associated with my face.
Oh. And I'm not sure where this is going.
You know, family and stuff.
Oh, I see. I got you.
My
yeah,
dad's going to be like, oh, damn. I mean, I knew, but.
You gay?
And then when you were out this month.
You out here?
That's you. You hella gay. Whose father talks like that? But that's how, like, our generation's fathers are going to talk. Okay. Yeah. You hella gay.
Our significant others. Oh, so you hella gay now. You ain't just gay. You hella gay now.
I appreciate you, son. Fellas, I respect
it gay?
You.
Is it gay to be respected?
Be respected. That's dumb. I have a couple of days of the week. Did anybody see Thor Ragnarok?
No, I didn't.
Bitch. You suck. This doesn't even, now it's pointless.
No,
to
I want to see it. I mean, I follow stuff, so you can
you
go ahead.
Follow
fuck
stuff?
You.
I don't know what I've heard it.
Damn.
Whatever. So Tessa Thompson plays Valkyrie in Thor Ragnarok, and she also plays, because now it doesn't mean anything because you're like, who the fuck is Valkyrie? Oh my god.
Stop.
So how about
I'm
let's say
to avoid eye contact.
Dear
it's
white
so true.
Dear white people, the original.
Okay.
The film that was Sam. I don't just like her because her name was Sam in the film, but that is where I started to like her in the first place.
Okay.
Westworld, anybody? No, fuck you. God.
Oh,
she's
my
in that
goodness.
Too. She's
guys,
why are you looking at me like that?
We gotta cool. leave.
I see none of it.
We gotta leave.
Not dare white people, none of it. So I'm just
oh, that's
hide.
Why you look like that. You don't even know who
I'm
talking about.
I'm just
gonna hide over here.
Know of it, and I decided to
you
not.
Nodded so hard. Did you?
I was
see
like,
it?
Yeah, I saw dear white people. Bare minimum.
God, I was so mad for a second.
I
there.
Started watching it and fell asleep because I. Yeah.
I'm not gonna say it was a great film, yeah. but I love Tessa Thompson and she's fucking gorgeous. God, this means nothing now. I feel like I'm talking to a brick wall.
But
do you
not,
even know who Tessa Thompson is?
You're not doing this for us.
Do you know who she is? Yeah, the light skin John.
That was right.
The only person
oh,
here on my
is.
Side.
I know who this is.
Yeah,
she was in
did.
Veronica Mars, first of all.
What, bitch? Fuck you. No,
because I saw
love
that. Because
okay.
I saw that.
So we're appealing to
I'm
a wider audience.
I'm done. I'm over it.
Who saw Veronica Mars?
Who saw Veronica Mars? Fucking Thor Ragnarok is the biggest film in the goddamn.
Even was didn't know that.
He
but
was
when
confusing
you see
her
face,
with the other light skin John. From Dear White People,
the
series. Yeah. Fuck, man. I don't know that girl's name.
I don't know who that bitch is. Sorry.
My other bay of the week is so pointless. It's the director of the film Thor Ragnarok. Google this man's name. Like, come on. We got to talk about something here, guys.
I mean, well, give us. You listen. You tell us. The document.
Oh,
you. Tell the people that are listening.
I wasn't saying give him the name. I was saying give us a background, you know, because some people might not know. So let's go.
His name is Taika Waititi.
Okay.
He directed the film Thor Ragnarok. He's very gorgeous, he's very funny, and he is an indigenous filmmaker, and I respect that.
Gotcha.
He's also an independent
so
filmmaker
aggression
who
your
made
voice.
His because you're pissing me the fuck off. I'm talking about give me his name with his name right there. Fuck you.
I would say that.
Aku said it, but you two look alike according to Alicia D.
So this is what happens when all four of us get together. The party also becomes a brawl.
Yeah, and you square the fuck up. Everybody in here, square the fuck up.
I'll be sitting.
I'm a square down.
I'm square down.
Hold on.
I respect this man for many reasons, but also I like the fact that he is an independent filmmaker who like made it to the platform of directing a Marvel film, much like Ava DuVernay and Ryan Coogler, even though Ava DuVernay is no longer directing Black Panther, but Ryan Coogler is. So yeah, like, and that was the best Thor film. So like, hire fucking people of color and independent filmmakers. Should I say these other two?
Yes,
fucking
man.
Okay, you know Mero from Deezus and Mero. Jesus, what?
Yes,
it's one
yes,
of the
yes,
biggest
yes,
podcasts
yes,
in the
yes,
fucking world.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's you, because I'm Jesus and you're Meryl.
Thank you. Thank you for validating me.
There's so much aggression in this room. And
I don't understand why.
On the third person that you don't know, it's
that's,
like,
that, that's
and it's
a great
been
podcast.
In there for a couple of, it's a great podcast. It's been in there for you to look at, you know?
And we talk about it in the group chat.
We have spoke about it in the group chat. That's also kind of a, whatever.
I'm feeling some type of way in this space.
I moved it so that I could not be shot
no,
at in
I
the
feel
face
no
anymore.
Longer safe in this space.
I was tired. Of just a shot straight to the forehead. from Sam the daggers that are being thrown at me. So I'm just,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too.
Why do I think Mero is attractive? So Mero was featured on a classmate of mine's podcast. Her podcast is called Latinos Out Loud. Shout out to Rachel La Loca. And yeah, she was talking about the fact that he was on the show, and she was just like, and I love him, like, he's an attractive man. And that was the first time that I admitted to myself that I would totally fuck Mero, son. Like, I don't know why I've been holding that in. I don't know if it's because I find him so funny or the fact that he's married with three kids, but I'm just like, if him and his wife want to have a unicorn, holler at Sam. You know? Hey. Because I think he's a very attractive
like, what is
reacting
going?
Like that?
Because this is the second
actually
episode
know what this is. In a, like, a week that I'm part of this one, the other one, yeah. You're like, I want to be in your relationship. If you want to just accept me.
Because I'm not trying to break up happy homes, son.
Just trying to become
I'm just
a
trying
part
to get
of,
it where I can.
Trying to slip, diffuse into happy homes.
For a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, pop back out because I'm not trying to be part of your relationship. Nobody's trying to raise four kids in this bitch. I'll skip my last babe of the week because this is just getting stupid. Let's go on to hoe of the week now.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Do you want me to go first?
Yes.
Okay. So I have four hoes of the week.
Yes.
It's _ Danny Nicole.
Shout out to Danny Nicole.
Have C4. Guy _LG. And you guys, the reason why you guys are my babe of the week, because first of all, you knew who I was from the last episode. That's a huge deal. But you guys took the
major
time. You guys showed a lot of love during the week, just saying, like, you know, you're my favorite co-host. And that meant a lot to me.
No.
It meant a lot
embrace
to
that,
me, guys.
Son. Embrace that.
And also, I just realized that I never shouted out my brother who listens to every...
Oh, that's your brother?
That's my
brother. Damn,
who, like, hopped in the conversation and Sam, like, totally swerved him. He was like, does that mean I'm a part of the crew now? And Sam was like, nah, buddy.
I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, that was my brother.
I am so sorry.
But yeah, he literally listens to every episode. He subscribed. He's always...
That's
sending,
a real fan.
Yeah, when...
I'm a cunt, huh?
When I first got the gig... He sent, like, a little picture and was like, congrats, ho. And I was like, this is amazing. It was a little
that's
cake.
So sweet.
But he has always been, like, super supportive. And you always send mad good music. And I love you, bro. So
shout
I just wanted
to
know that you're
shout
my whole week.
Homie.
Yeah.
Thank
so,
you.
That's it.
Whom else? I mean, there's other things written. Like, there are totally
shit.
Other things written
right,
there.
So, my hoes of the week.
I am sorry.
Oh,
my,
it's okay.
My hoes of the week, hoes of the week. I wanted to wish a happy Veterans Day to Empress Sheeta. She is an Air Force veteran.
Hey. Shout out to Empress Sheeta.
And also, like, one of, like, the biggest fans that we have.
Yeah,
so
she is.
We
yes,
appreciate
love
you.
Her.
Thank you. Thank you for still keeping in touch with me and then hitting me up, like, thank you for shouting me out. And now I'm shouting you out again. What a quinky thing.
It's a never ending cycle.
And then also, all right. So this is probably in Dutch, but I'm going to try it anyway. Hildes gone von Butchet.
That sounded fine to me.
Because I was in Germany and I just suddenly picked everything up. But yes, she is a, or they rather, because I do not know their pronouns, but they are a fan from the Netherlands.
That's cool. Yay. I didn't
which
know you
was
had
not,
fans from out there, bro.
I know. So I was like, Sam, we got fans. Yes. They hit me up like, hey, you're not that far from me. What's up? But actually, I'm going to go to America. So,
whoa.
Yeah, I was like, damn, we just switch places and shit.
Yeah.
And now they're probably back in the Netherlands and I'm back in America, unfortunately.
You guys flew past each other.
Yeah, we were like,
what up?
But still, yes, big fan. So thank you very much for all your loves and supports all the way from Europe.
Thank you, Hildes and Empress Sheeta. So we would also like to shout out Destin M, Erica, the sex ed teacher from the episode Sex Ed, Coco, Cherry Mango, and Ariel Hood, who all reviewed us on iTunes. Thank you very much. Also a shout out to Kaya Chameleon, who sent Napmaster the hoodie that we were talking about
aww.
Last week. She bought her friend a hoodie. That's
yes.
the ultimate hoe move. Finally, Feminist Fatale, who wrote a write-up about podcasts, about their top five favorite podcasts on their blog, and we were one of those podcasts. We're number one. No, I'm just kidding. I don't even remember what number we were, but thank you very much. We appreciate it. And for all you other writers who, like, do write-ups and roundups and stuff like that and listicles, write about the Inner Hole Uprising.
You know, let us know that you did.
Yeah, also let us know that you did. Yes, please. Even though I do Google us 4 times a day. Yes.
Wow.
A lot of times.
It's many times. It used to be much more. And then I got a job in a life. Self-care tip of the week. You guys want to go first?
All right, so
is that the tip?
No.
Breathe.
Take a deep breath.
Then you gotta.
Wow. Oh God.
Shout out to my son. Damn. Fab. I'll stop talking.
I'm constantly firing hosts, and Sam is always the first one to get fired because I'm so tired of Sam shit. So my God, shit, it's like getting me more mad every time I try to talk. My self care tip. So while I was out in Germany, I was with like 50 other soldiers and we were all working and it was kind of a shitty job. But one thing that me and my boy, we realized is that every time we got off of work or anytime we had any free time to like smoke a cigarette or take a piss or just be away from work, all people did was fucking complain. I mean, complained about things that had to do with them, things that didn't have anything to do with them. They went home, back to the barracks and complained in the shower, complained while they were taking shits. It was like they had nothing to do but to complain. And it was annoying. And then we complained about them complaining, like, shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. And then we realized that in order for us to enjoy those very long 2 weeks, we had to stop complaining. So we took a vow. We call it the vow of silence, even though it wasn't a vow of silence. But in order to not complain, you kind of had to shut the fuck up for a long period of time. So it was silence. And with us not complaining, it made the 2 weeks go by so much more smoothly. Anytime we felt like we were complaining, we would stop. Yeah. And go, all right, that wasn't a fact. That was just a complaint. Like, we really had to just, like, separate, like, what was happening, like, observations and facts, and try to find solutions without being so, like, feeling so personal about it. Mm-hmm. And it made things move faster. Mm-hmm. It made me less miserable. It made me less anxious. It made me not want to cry. It made me not really, I didn't really miss home as much. I wanted to go home, but it's because I miss my dog, and I was tired of seeing pictures of my dog, and I wasn't in them. That pissed me the fuck off. So that's my self-care tip, that if you are in a high-stress environment and you tend to complain, it might be a high-stress environment because you're making it such, because you keep focusing. When you complain, you focus on all the negative stuff, and you give yourself, or you give all the energy to the negative things as opposed to, like, we were in fucking Germany. Mm-hmm. We were going out partying, like, getting fucking hammered. Like, they catered to Americans 100%. Mm. All we heard was hip-hop and reggae and fucking, what? Swear to God.
Wowzers.
There was no pop. No matter where the fuck we went, they played no pop. The most poppy it got was, like, German rap and German reggae.
I was like, is there German pop?
And it was, like, three songs on rotation every, like, 6 hours.
You fuck with their own niggas.
Deadass. They fucked with us. And it was like, how could you complain? Like, the last time we went away, we were in Wisconsin in the field with biting flies, setting up our own fucking tents that kept getting knocked over by helicopters and rain. Mm-hmm. Like, how could you complain? Like, how bad could it possibly fucking be? So you'll stop complaining, my nigga. Yo, put that shit in your pocket.
That's it.
Just put it in your fucking pocket. Take it out when you're alone. Like, when you
should
shit.
You take it out when you do the laundry?
Yeah. You know, I mean, no, wash it. It might make it a smaller complaint.
Like, fold it up,
put it in a fucking complaint drawer. Because then you'll think about how much you're actually complaining and you realize how stupid you sound. It's like,
sometimes it helps to literally just write it down.
Yes. Yeah. And then you'll read it and you go, damn, was this even worth putting that much, like, getting so worked up that you ready to snuff somebody when it's like, yo, son literally touched my sandwich. Realized it wasn't theirs and they put it back, but they touched it, like, with their own fingers.
That actually got me tight just now thinking about it. Like, first of all, but, I can't eat that.
But it was an accident and it was in a bag, but you still mad. But it's like,
that nigga don't wash his hands after he do it.
Honestly, after I said that, I was doing the hand washing moment. Like, I hope that they wash their hands in this scenario, because that could be kind of detrimental.
Yeah.
Communicable diseases are spread through fingers because niggas don't wash their hands and shit.
True. Or floss, apparently.
Or floss. Or smell their floss.
He's dragging himself now. I was going to give it up, but this nigga Rodeca don't floss, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
You rocked him with a new reaction like they didn't know already.
Sam on blast.
To blast me.
Sam on blast. Why you did that, Sam? You fuck Massa Flex.
I mean, everyone knows from the last episode.
Floss.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, this nigga wrote the...
Not 97.
This bitch don't floss in this...
Yo, Deca don't floss. But what was the last time you flossed?
So she, you got baby food right stuck in her teeth.
I need a bomb drop
right
now.
She got fucking baby food in the back of her gum.
Oh man, say your self-care tip of the week, you dirty hoe. Like, he was like, I'm tired and I don't like any of you guys.
Sorry. It's funny though.
I'm here.
I'm laughing at it.
Yeah. LOL, that was real cool hit us with. So my self-care tip of the week is something that I've been doing since I started my new job. I realize I have no time for anything. Because once I get home, I am tired as fuck.
Yeah.
And I go to sleep and I'm also in school. So if I'm not sleeping, I have to do my homework or I'm in class.
Yes.
So I was like, where can I make time? And I did what I thought I would never do, and that was to wake up an hour earlier.
That's very like adult of you. I'm so proud.
Yeah. It sounds gross even as I'm saying it, but it's actually pretty beneficial to me. I ate breakfast today.
That's lit.
I think, and I made my own coffee. Wow. I was telling everybody this, that I feel like an adult now. I know that I'm gonna get the
We don't support these corporations that underpay their employees.
Yeah, it's true. I bought a bag of Starbucks coffee. Once that's finished, because everyone told me afterwards and was like, what the fuck are you doing? And I felt like shit. And I was like, all right, well, after this bag is over, I'm going to buy some, well, Rob is gonna hook me up.
I'm gonna hook you up.
Yes, with some brother.
But is it like conflict free coffee? Like, yeah, it's like exactly.
I got Kenyan coffee, Ethiopian coffee, coffee from fucking Colombia, Honduras. Yeah.
Some of that real shit.
And they support their farmers.
Yes, they pay their people.
They really do. That's their like main thing, is that they care.
That's good.
At least they say they do. I mean, I don't know. White people do all kinds of crazy shit.
Facts.
They don't admit.
You gotta trace that coffee down the line. You gotta go to Colombia. Like, yo, who made this?
Matter of fact,
pick these beans, bro.
Like, yo. Might go to South America and pick some beans for you and dry them shits, because I don't trust you anymore.
Let's go together. I'll go.
No, you ain't coming.
Oh, shit.
Can't trust you.
Damn.
You might lie. You might bring Starbucks coffee back and put it in the fucking bag.
Go to Colombia just to buy Starbucks coffee.
Buy Starbucks coffee. And then they're going to kill you, because they're so fucking mad.
Drive right past the fucking farm and just be like, I'm not going to that shit. I'm going to Starbucks.
I was just kidding. Rob, you being held hostage, my nigga. You fucking risk. You're going to Starbucks. You're going to Starbucks.
Oh, God.
But yeah, I do have Starbucks coffee that I've been drinking. When that's done,
no judgment.
I think that making time when you feel like there isn't any, creating that space, because you do need time. I'm used to literally waking up 20 minutes before and just fucking doing everything at once and running out the door.
That's a high stress situation.
Yeah, and you just feel stressed before you even start your day. And that was something that I did regularly, and that. I'm not saying that I won't ever do, because today I was running behind schedule. Mm-hmm. I still ate my breakfast, but
you did.
I am running behind schedule. But it's something that if you can make time, even if it means setting your alarm back 30 minutes earlier, I started taking like walks and just little things, just making sure that you create a space and time for yourself in the hustle and bustle, especially like New Yorkers in general were just always high stress. Like, walking down the street is a high stress, chaotic situation.
Especially
it's just
when
like,
you're a black woman.
A black woman. And then I meant it that way, but I also meant it like, if someone's walking too fucking slow in front of you, you are, and it's like, back to what Rob said, like, you complain about so much because you're screaming internally just because someone's walking a little slower than what you're used to, and you're just like, fuck this city, I hate everybody.
Bro, in Germany, they take their fucking time.
Yeah, and it's like,
anywhere outside of New York
and you're
City.
Exactly.
Ah, why are you doing that?
So if you can like just decompress and breathe a little bit before you even enter a space of chaoticness, and just like eat breakfast and make sure you're taking some time for yourself, that's what I've been doing, and that's what I think, you know.
Now you're glowing. You keep like adjusting your glasses in this like I'm smart kind of way, and I'm like, I wish I could be like Rebecca one
genius
day.
I would just automatically feel
it's so bad, because like glasses only just correct your vision to everyone else, so everyone else in the room already sees as well, better than I do, but I feel like automatically superior to people with glasses.
Damn,
on. No, I'm just
true.
Kidding.
I mean,
I'm
you
kidding.
Are taking a couple of notches down, do the non-flossing thing, but the glasses bring you up. So
we are never, you know what? Next
on the same platform that you were on before.
You fucked up. Sorry.
I left myself wide the fuck
you
open.
You did.
You fucked up.
You fucked up, buddy.
That's fine.
I'm going to skip my self-care the tip of the week for the sake of time. Let's go on to Pay a Bitch now. Oh, that's my job, huh? Yes. If you would like to help sustain the Inner Ho Uprising podcast monetarily, you can do so by going to innerhouprising.com and clicking the tab Pay a Bitch. You can also go directly to paypal.me/innerho. You can also go back to innerhouprising.com, click the tab Merchandise to buy a t-shirt or a hoodie. You can also use the sponsor codes used in not this, but previous and future episodes, because when you support our sponsors, you support us. You can also buy tickets to the live show that will be available to you in the coming weeks. And if you don't have any money to support us, you can tell your friends about us or review us on something.
Tell your rich friends. You could buy my art.
You can also buy Rob's art. How do you do that?
Go into my DMs, you fakies.
Go.
How do you love me and hate me so much?
Get on Instagram.com/
VantaBlack. Give money.
Word. How
dare you?
Rob, nobody even fucking tags that shit anymore. You guys hate me. It's okay.
I mean,
I know I've been absent.
People just forget.
I've been absent. I've been out here serving this thinkless country. So
damn. But I'm getting real up in here. Yeah, the anger has shifted. It's no longer on me.
Akua's,
I feel a lot
going
better.
First with the fucking fuck that, because I see
is a girl going
her
first?
Eyes glazing over. No, I don't care what order it's in.
Are you ready, Akua?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Let's go on to the actual show now. We're gonna start with Fuck That, our segment about current events.
Plane forced to land when passenger learns of husband's cheating.
That's great.
It's real. It's real, and apparently planes can do this. So a couple boarded the plane from Doha, Qatar to Bali, Indonesia. The woman was a few drinks down by then. So let's just, whatever was going on, let's just do it in the sphere of someone being a little
multiply
lit.
Multiply it.
Exactly.
I had 12 gin and tonic.
Darling husband went to sleep, and she did the most spy shit I've ever seen in my life, which is not really. Everyone does this. I don't know if anyone does this
specifically.
But he was asleep, so she just used his finger and opened his phone. Because
do people do that?
I don't know. I've seen memes like that. And I was going to address that later about just like asking you guys what you would do in a situation where you think someone's cheating. But I'll ask after.
There are so many other ways to get information.
Yeah.
I'm just too scared to literally pick up someone's
finger.
She
picked up his hand. Apparently he's a heavy sleeper. And, you know, honestly, think about like when you're drunk or in a space where you're just like not sober, you just start thinking like, I could get away with this, you know?
Okay.
And so she just like moved over and took his hand and it worked. She unlocked
his
phone.
That shit never even works the first time. When
it's myself with my own hand. But she managed to do it, unlocked his phone.
That's crazy.
And then the next line is pilot was forced to make an emergency landing. What happened in between then? So she found that he was cheating on her. I guess she went through his text messages and they were just like blatantly obvious.
Yeah, this nigga was playing with the shirt.
So she started fighting him, which is the natural response. Just started totally flipping out, straight up.
How you wake up your
and
head
it's crazy
because
he
nigga.
Was sleeping, so she probably slapped him or something.
Yeah.
And then the fight didn't just stay with the husband. It was any crew member who tried to intervene. She was throwing hands
swinging
anywhere.
Damn, that's not okay.
And then basically it was so violent and all that type of stuff that the pilot was forced to make an emergency landing in Bali. They were actually in India. Sorry, they were not able to even make it to Bali.
They were going to Bali.
Yeah, exactly. They landed in India, and then it was Iranian family, the husband, wife, and their child, because their child was with them.
The kid was there.
And they got kicked off the plane. But when they told the authorities were just like, she was just bugging out, and they couldn't actually arrest her because it was a just high stress situation. So she just stayed in the airport and took a plane back. It wasn't even anything that they got arrested for or anything like that.
Damn. And everybody's flight has been delayed significantly.
I mean, they dropped them off and just kind of dipped off. It wasn't
we weren't supposed to land.
It's true.
Like, God.
But I'm thinking, one, I kind of understand her reaction because, first of all, you lit and you're obviously.
Her reaction
if you find
makes
out,
sense. I don't think it's okay.
But for me, I've never been the type of person, like, if I feel like someone's cheating, I'm either going to try to cheat myself, which is fucked up, but it's true.
Okay. Never date Rebecca. Well, if got I, it.
No. I'm just... don't date me. I wouldn't date me.
Oh, no. Am I my type?
Am I my type? But no. I just feel like... Would you guys do that?
What, fight him? Or like, no, what, like, what part of the process?
Would you fight him?
Get drunk on the plane? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
If I'm too lit, use his finger? Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
but would you really?
If I was probably really lit and like insecure and in that mindset, mm-hmm. I could see myself doing something like that. If I was not lit and not insecure, I would just talk about it. But, yeah. You know, we are all human beings. Mm-hmm. Any reaction could happen.
True.
Fighting on the plane? Nah. I yeah, don't think part, I would do that.
I want to say that I wouldn't fight on the plane, but I've surprised myself.
I cannot guarantee you.
In certain situations where I felt like I was being either disrespected or just like, I got into a fight with my ex mm-hmm. over some, like he just disappeared and then I bumped into him at a party yeah. and was like, he was like, oh shit, you here too? I was like, nigga, we've been dating reaction. For 3 years. So then I walked away and then I was like, actually, I'm not okay. So I went back in the crowd and we started fighting.
Like swinging?
Yeah.
Like you swung on him?
Mm-hmm.
That damn, is kind of like I've actually never
domestic done
that before.
Violence a little bit.
Yeah, I was a different person back then.
Yeah.
Intimate partner.
So you swung on a nigga before? Have you guys swung on a nigga before?
I've cracked my baby daddy's head open. So
there you go.
What do you mean open?
See,
that's what my mom always used to say. You're gonna crack your head open, and I'm not taking it to the hospital.
This side of my table,
it never actually opened. You know, did it open?
Cool. People need stitches. It's all right.
It opened,
but that's why I understand this wife's reactions because you're married, you have a young child, we have a lot at stake, and this is very disrespectful behavior. Don't know the backstory, but she probably had her suspicions and asked before and was lied to.
Mm-hmm.
There is an older cool who would have squared up with the nigga on the plane mm-hmm. and fought the crew members.
Would you
too.
Have hit him first, or would you have woken him up, given him the chance to square up, and then
I would have hit him awake.
Wake up from your dreams, nigga. This way out,
you're probably cheating your dreams too, you fucking asshole.
Now, as a new Akua, after turning 25, I've become a new person. I feel like if someone is acting sus enough for you to think these things and to go to the lengths of like unlocking their phone or putting your own fingerprint in the phone to unlock it when he sleep, mm-hmm. leave that nigga. I'm sorry, that like with all the ties, and I know shit gets tangled because I have my own kid and stuff like that, but. You know, you should have went to jail for this. Yeah. I'm not about to leave my child and go to jail because you want to cheat. Like,
mm-hmm.
so.
And then even if your suspicions are like not even true, the fact that you feel that strongly about it, you just it's probably like, shouldn't be in the relationship.
Yeah, you
anyway.
Gotta let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You be like, squaring up.
Oh, why? Ahead. Was this his only time? Asleep that she could do this? Does this nigga not sleep and
maybe
not let his
OD
phone
jet lagged
his...
or something like, you know, when your flight is at 2 a.m. She was like, this is the perfect time.
And it's a confined
time.
Situation.
But it's like, you could do this
he
at
can't
home.
Go anywhere. He can't go anywhere. So it's just like, if he's like in and out and all that type of stuff, but if he's sitting right next to you, it's just like,
oh, he can't go anywhere. Yeah, he can't just pick up like, yo, I got a call.
He's gonna
there's
lock
no,
his...
there's no calls up there.
What you gonna do? Yeah. Nothing. Nothing at all.
It's a perfect situation until it wasn't the perfect situation.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't square up with somebody now.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
I've only hit my ex one time, mm-hmm. even though I don't feel bad about it. Mm-hmm. But it
you
was
get
just
closer to me.
My fault. I'm like, chilling. Lean back. Lean back. But that's because he had some very choice words for me. And in the hood, you get beat the fuck up for that. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, I've definitely been in almost that same exact situation. What was mm-hmm. that? With this fucking almost the same exact situation, and mm-hmm. we were on about to get on the flight, and we were on the flight, and but I mean I'm a different kind of person, mm-hmm. I guess, and I not necessarily it's a thing of self control, but I know myself, and it's like if I feel like I need to beat you,
mm-hmm.
then I do not need to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
There's no reason for that, for me to even be in a situation where I feel like I need to lay hands on you for me to get my point across, because then that's when it's not okay. It's never really okay.
It's mm-hmm. not. No, it's right. not. Mm-hmm. None of it is ever
it's
okay.
Like this is like a very interesting article, but you know, from vice versa, it's just it's never okay mm-hmm. to hit anybody, especially mm-hmm. when niggas is asleep.
Yeah,
do that shit when niggas is up, cause we fighting, nigga.
Yeah.
And then you lit and I'm not lit, so you can't feel nothing.
You got crackhead strength.
Exactly. You got crackhead strength.
Yeah, no.
Clearly,
you are invincible when you are not
picking up fucking flight attendants and twirling them down the aisle. And they, you can just imagine it's like a movie, and they just all running towards you, just and they all go flying.
Use the whole person as a weapon.
Just, oh shit! Let me hit the damn mic. Just swinging niggas and That shit funny. Was I honestly that's all I was thinking about, some X-Men shit.
Directed by Michael Bay.
And I mean, as far as me looking into somebody else's phone, I'm nosy, but mm-hmm. I'm not that nosy. Yeah, I definitely do, if no matter who it is, even if it's somebody on the train.
Yeah.
You texting
and you're I'm looking at your shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a long paragraph, nigga. Yo, who you cheating on?
I done seen so much interesting shit just looking at
like some
phones.
Interesting ass lives. Yes.
It's just very, it's very intricate, and I'm very curious.
Yeah.
And you, as my significant other, by now you should know that your shit ain't safe. Would I pick up your phone and go through it? No. But if I see some sus shit show up on your phone,
yeah,
I'm gonna question it. Yeah. And I mean, in that same situation, I did not have my phone. I had his phone,
mm-hmm.
and then I saw a sus ass text, mm-hmm. and then just scroll through the text. Like, you didn't even have the audacity to not delete the text. Like, you didn't delete it.
They
just had the whole history from the start to the finish. So yeah, I'm gonna go through that shit. Oh yeah. Oh, it happened.
Niggas out here keeping threads.
Niggas out here keeping threats and history.
Because are dumb.
Niggas
honestly.
Are stupid.
Like.
Niggas.
See,
Besides Wong, one in a million.
You must screenshot it and then hide it in a different folder and then delete the entire thread.
Somebody
that way,
knows too much.
In case the person you're texting with acts up, you still have your receipts, but you know, you're hiding your shit for the people that matter.
For the people that you actually care about. Clearly niggas don't care.
Nah.
Because niggas don't change names. Like, still got Shorty the name.
The
that
one
you
I'm
call,
cheating
huh?
on someone with.
Sandy, little Shorty I'm fucking with right now.
My very favorite ex. Also, in parentheses, also the most recent one. Like, niggas don't care.
Rob, read this.
Exclamation point, exclamation. Oh, don't mind if I do, nigga. Shit.
Oh, man. Let's move on to Germany.
Deutschland. Deutsch. Also, I was very surprised when it was like google.de, and I was like, DE? The fuck is that? It's like, oh, only Americans call it Germany, apparently. But Germany officially recognizing a third sex other than male and female.
Cool.
So an intersex person went to change their documents,
mm-hmm.
and they were unable to, and the court cited... So the Federal Constitutional Court ordered the creation of a new term covering intersex people using a positive name for the sex for birth certificates by the end of next year, by December 2018.
Cool.
And this was brought on by an intersex person who brought a legal challenge to have their registered sex changed to inter. But they rejected the application originally because under German civil law, a child could only be male, female, or if it's neither, you just leave the form blank.
Okay.
Which is super fucking weird, and also right. really excludes like a whole subset
of
people.
Yeah, just a lot
of
genders. Yeah.
So the court ruled that this decision was incompatible with Germany's constitution, specifically provisions guarding privacy and discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
So they said that the judges said forcing people to leave a form blank.
Mm-hmm.
Was unjustified,
mm-hmm.
and basic law does not require the definition of binary. Like, there is no federal law that says it has to be male and female, and that's it.
Yeah.
So it is a big step, sort of in the right direction. It is and it isn't. It is because this is the first European country to recognize intersex people.
Oh.
You know, there's like other countries like India. We covered that one once,
mm-hmm.
and I think Australia as well.
Mm-hmm.
They recognize a third gender, but it's still only inclusive to biological body parts.
Yeah,
because it's like, oh, if you are born with both genitals or some kind of mixture of both, we are going to consider you,
mm-hmm.
but we're not going to consider other people and this whole other subset
mm-hmm.
of different genders.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if you want to compare this though to something in America, only one, the very first birth certificate with an intersex gender was issued in New York City in January of this year.
Wow. Mm.
So that goes to show you that America is always behind.
We're
behind fucking everything,
we
god are. Damn it.
And like, we always pretend like we aren't.
Yes,
but we are.
We definitely are. And I mean, you know, they be having they fucking issues. But they are clearly leading in LGBTQAI+ rights.
Mm-hmm.
So Yeah, I mean, when I was out there, did I see anything that made them stand out? No.
Okay. Which is why you were assigned this story.
Yeah. Good. I didn't. I mean, even when I was out there on leisure a few years ago, I didn't. But, you know, I'm black. Mm-hmm. Germany is not, a lot of the black people in Germany are refugees from different African countries or children of refugees. They do not look anything like people in America. Mm-hmm. So I stand out 100%.
Cause you're a black American.
Yes, I look African American or from some other part of Africa. Don't look like anybody else that they see. Mm-hmm. I feel like I stand out. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't able to really interact with other people. The only interactions I had were my little bar fight. But I mean, there were no like flags, you know, like you go to certain places and you'll see like this one little area where there's all these like rainbow flags, so you know that this is a safe space for people of that community. But there was none of that. Maybe I missed it. Maybe there's different towns that are just separate subsets for people like that. Also, you know, there's a big language barrier, so even if there was something like that, I probably would have missed it. But there were no people I saw who looked like they could be a part of that community. Or the way they talked, they might just talk different. I didn't see any transgender people to my knowledge. But still, it's important.
Yeah,
I just hope that other countries follow suit. And little bit by little bit, also just don't follow the biological suit. Like, it's all a fucking social construct. And if you want to develop a social construct, you also have to develop the social construct for everybody. Don't create it and then leave what you created out of it.
Totes.
You feel me, my niggas?
Shit lit as fuck.
I just, any steps forward. No, I'm being serious. I just think any steps forward where we can just, sometimes I just be so sad about humanity. Yo, I just be like, come on. Like, y'all making this shit up as you go.
Me right now.
Like, you know, seriously. And, like, anytime I hear something where it's just like, oh, yeah, we were dumb in the first place, and now we're going to try and fix our mistake for just, like, leaving shit blank. Like, you have a person in front of you. You can't just leave a space of their identity blank because you're just like, I don't know how to define it, so I'm just going to leave it blank. So the fact that it's just a step forward is always incredible to me.
I have to say something to that, in that, if they were leaving it blank so that it could be changed without challenge later,
that's dope.
I would have liked that, because we spoke about the surgeon generals who were like, we shouldn't be performing these sex changes operations on babies. So it's like, if you left it blank and that person had the choice to change it as they saw fit when they were of age or when they were able to identify at a certain age, and their parents were to change it without challenge, I would be down for that.
That I
instead
agree
of forcing, giving parents the option to make a change and forcing them to pick whatever the hell they want and then having to grow up and having to figure that out later.
That would be dope. Although that would still eliminate just having intersex as your gender, because some people don't do any surgery and they just live with like all bits.
Yeah, the, but when I saw the picture, that's what, like the pictures in the article, like it was people with
all bits. Nice. I'm just saying all of the parts that you were born with that make you intersex.
It didn't, and it didn't
in a weird way. Say, all bits.
I mean,
you're making everyone uncomfortable.
I'm like, I hope not. That didn't make me uncomfortable.
Because you just kept repeating
all genitals, all pieces, all pieces. Of
I kind of just like saying that.
I know that's why I said that, because it wasn't even a part of the conversation anymore.
Say what you got to say, Rob.
I didn't read that. I almost what I got from that was almost like, it's just left blank and it's just kind of left blank forever.
Yeah, that's like what I got too.
Because it would, that would make sense, but that would be such a liberal thing to do.
Oh no, I get
and
that.
And if that was, if like, it was
Germany's
that easy,
not the Netherlands.
Yeah. If it was like that liberal, then they probably wouldn't be just now creating the fact that you could be intersex as well.
Yeah,
but that would be nice. Like, hey, you decide. You decide who you want to be. But if you decide, everyone. If you decide that you are intersex at the end, so then does it stay blank?
Here's a crazy thought. Should gender even be on birth certificates in the first place? Anybody, anywhere in life.
I think that having your biological sex for some reasons may be important for health aspects. Because, I mean, genitalia it does determine a lot of your biological processes. Mm-hmm. But I think that after a certain point in time, it just shouldn't dictate everything.
Yeah.
And I mean, that should be for your medical records. It shouldn't go out into everything else, like when you go to school and this and that. Like, but for medical reasons, yeah, because we do have different ailments that affect different people differently.
But in that case, intersex people aren't on it, and they have like sometimes female hormones and a dick.
And it's listed, if we're talking about birth certificates, I've never had to present my birth certificate for any medical reason. It's like we had it, and then my mama kept that shit in a folder until it was time for me to keep it.
And then you go to the doctor and you talk about
it. Yeah, you tell them you write on the form what sex you are every time you go.
Every single time.
For anywhere medically, a hospital, doctor, you're like MF, or, well, those are the only options they gave but you could throw an eye in there, I guess, if that's how you're feeling, and then argue with your doctor about it later. But yeah, that's what was gonna happen.
You're like, I argue put what I doctor. Put so you said, gonna look at me.
I said what I said.
But for putting it on your birth certificate, I feel like someone needs to tell me the reason why they did it in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Because
after we like that, categorizing people,
I guess. Yeah.
When people do try to enact policies that are going to be detrimental to communities, I can be that voice to derail that, to stop that, to resist.
Good news. We at the Inner Hole Uprising are going to introduce the transgender Americans who won on Election Day.
What was that?
That's a family feud theme song.
So, if you live under a rock, Election Day was this past...
Many people did not know that.
Tuesday?
Okay.
I don't know. But it was this past Tuesday.
November 7th.
Yes, yeah, November Tuesday, 7th. And in this... I want to call it momentous Election Day, because I don't, in my living history, I don't think I've witnessed something like this.
Mm-hmm.
As great as this, except for, you know, Obama.
Mm-hmm.
So in this momentous and historic of Election Days, especially given the times and the political climate, there are eight, as of all the articles I read, there are eight counted. Transgender politicians.
Openly transgender.
Openly, yes, as the document says, openly transgender politicians that were elected into respective offices across the country. We are going to name them. So we have Andrea Jenkins, who is the first openly transgender woman of color elected to public office. She was elected to the somebody help. I
Minneapolis.
Don't know. Thank you. Where is that? Minneapolis City Council.
Lit.
And again, the first openly transgender woman of color elected to public office in the United States of America. We have Danica Rome, who was elected to the Virginia House of Delegates.
Right.
And that makes them the Virginia's first out transgender public official in the whole state, the nation's only out transgender state representative. And to top it all off, the icing on the cake, they unseated anti-LGBTQ delegate Barb Marshall, who introduced the anti-bathroom bill.
Wow.
Fuck that nigga. Go ahead, Danica.
The irony.
That's that revenge, son. Like, that's that full revenge. Like, I'm just going, like, to take your spot, son. Fuck you. Let me pee where I want to pee. That is beautiful. That needs to be a film. And cast a transgender woman in the role, because we know how y'all niggas play.
Next is Lisa Middleton, who was elected to Palm Springs City Council, making her the first openly transgender person elected to a non-judicial office in the state of California.
Yeah.
Yes. We have Steph Kuntz, who was elected to the Doraville City Council, becoming Doraville City's first openly transgender elected official.
Yes, that's in Georgia, by the way.
Yes, Georgia. Doraville, Georgia.
A lot of these Doraville. are happening in places where I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Georgia.
That's what makes it even more
Virginia. Like, not Minnesota, New York or California?
New York or California.
Okay. Minnesota, like, twice. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump, but
yes.
I was shocked.
It's crazy.
So, Tyler Titus was elected to the Ivy School Board of Pennsylvania after being successfully written in on the ballot.
Wow.
I didn't know those things.
I'd be writing in these nuts, to be honest.
You could be electing actual people. Won,
like, they were really starting to garner some shit.
These nuts had like 0.05%, which is like, but it's significant because it's D's nuts, not even a person. I'm sorry, could we continue?
Titus's win makes them the first out transgender person elected to office in the whole state of Pennsylvania.
Lit.
We have Philip Cunningham of
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
I don't know how to say that word, apparently. Minneapolis City Council.
Cool.
And they are the first transgender man elected to a major city council in the U.S.
Lit.
We have Jerry Cannon of New Hampshire, who joined the Summersworth School Board. And their LinkedIn page apparently says that they're planning on running for New Hampshire state representative soon. So we gotta
making
look out
moves,
for that.
Making schmoves. I like how many people are being in like the school sphere. Yeah. Because that's important since they were trying to like crack down on the kids.
And lastly but not least, we have Raven Mathern of Connecticut, who joins the Stanford Board of Representatives as the state's first openly transgender lawmaker. They are also the youngest member on the board to date.
That is so awesome.
Just making history all
I'm
over.
I'm so happy.
This is great.
And noting this, I also decided to note those that came before them, because Twitter was a buzz, boy, on Tuesday night about Althea Garrison, who they've named the first transgender woman of color to be elected into state legislature. What also came after that was that Althea Garrison was not out, and then was outed by I wrote the douchebag's name, Eric Fernstrom.
That sounds like a douchebag name. He sounds racist.
Probably white.
Yeah.
Outed her in 1992. So there was a whole lot of controversy about that, in that these people that we just named are openly, were open about their status, about their identity while running, and still won. Like the badasses they are. Apparently, I didn't know about these two. In 2003, Michelle Bruce became Georgia's first transgender politician after running in a Riverdale City Council race. I believe they were out. I believe. They were not reelected after running for a second term because a citizen sued them for some reason. And then they became a felon and went to jail. These that came before them do not have a happy ending. Unfortunately, with Althea, she was outed and then had a very controversial and difficult political career afterwards. And in 2012, Stacey Lawton became the first openly transgender legislator elected in New Hampshire, and they also did not garner a second term. I can't remember why, but it was not a happy reason.
No.
Damn, son.
Yeah.
Well the odds are we got eight people now. Yeah. So.
Somebody don't make it.
Politics is a hard situation.
So, yeah. Minnesota.
For real. What's going on with Minnesota?
Don't know where it is on the map, but you're doing good.
It's up there. It's to the right.
By Canada.
Oh, okay.
To the right.
So,
east, to the northeast,
left. To the left
of us.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I don't know. Like,
but
to
it's
the right
in the
of
east.
What?
There's nothing of to the country. Right. I'm talking about it's, east, nigga.
It's not really to the east. It's like Midwest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nice. Like the. But it's
right,
by,
I was thinking
it's
of Maine.
Canada.
I think.
Yeah, well, definitely
you
not.
You failed.
By Maine.
I'm sorry. Lastly, in the story, why this is so important.
There's more. Oh shit.
And so historic.
Is that this fucking lion shit that you wanted to do?
Technically, these candidates, these politicians, these elected officials represent the 1.4 million transgender Americans.
Oh, like
identified,
statistically.
Yes. In the country, which is a large portion of the country to go underrepresented in the law. Underrepresented in the law. So this is hope.
So
that
what you're saying is like having eight people in offices is representative of the 1.4 million transgender.
No, what I'm
people.
Saying is a step towards them getting representation in the legal sphere.
Yes.
And one is literally a delegate though. I mean, that's actual.
Yeah, that is
like
important.
Making laws. Yeah. Like affecting law. So that's a step in the right direction. Hopefully there is more representation in the future. Hopefully these elected people make strides in their own respective fields and states and cities. and let's see.
I also hope this is like inspiration maybe to people like voting in what's next year, 2018? Mm-hmm. Is that when we're doing a lot of the congressional
votes
and stuff like that? Because I don't know, I feel like a lot of people just lost hope.
Yeah.
But like this shows that like local elections do matter, and local elections are actually the ones that do matter because it's going to like turn the tide in the Congress and the Senate.
And what I also liked about this is that it like reframed the term of like backlash, because everyone was like, oh, Trump's presidency is backlash for Obama's two terms. Mm-hmm. And it's like, all right, so this is backlash for the bullshit of Trump and Pence, and I'm for it. Like, I need this kind of backlash. Yeah. Like, fuck them niggas up. Back. Like, put up that same energy. Like, let's go.
Keep that same energy to next year.
Yes, definitely so next year.
Keep like, it the fuck up.
I just hope that, I mean, I'm always a pessimist. I can't help it. But it's like politicians, bro.
As long as still, you don't complain about it.
People are still politicians. So I do hope that still that there's a difference, because just because you're transgender doesn't mean you're still a person.
Representational politics.
If you're a transgender woman, you're a woman. If you're a transgender man, you're a man. So it's like, still, there's definitely a chance they can also just be regular ass corrupt.
That's very
ass
true. That was like the one who got arrested.
No, that was actually the case with Althea, in that they were a politician, and I may or may not, because they still have not come forth with their identity, have been outed as transgender. But her politics were like fucked up. They were conservative and Republican as fuck. Like,
hello, Caitlyn Jenner.
You can be a transgender Republican. Like, it's because you're transgender it changes a lot, but not a lot, because this is who you are. Mm-hmm. It's like, you can just like being a woman Republican. It might be stupid because they don't fucking support you, and you're going to be a part of a party Nicole that Malio hates talking. You. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's just my thing.
That's
I just
real.
Hope
that's
that it
a good
works
point.
Out.
That's not even pessimism. That's
why. That's why I held it back. I'm like, I'm gonna give you.
No,
you know,
never,
I hold
never
this
hold
shit.
Back. Never hold back. But in so, like, you elected that person in there in the first place, like you as voters. So you also have the opportunity to, if like fucking your transgender candidate is acting up, you can take them out of office, and you can like rally behind someone else to be elected in their place. Like, always remember that you fucking have the power, even though you kind of don't. But like, we should.
You have
in
the
this
power
country.
In this. In at least
in theory, we do have the power, but like.
And it's like important to listen to people's perspectives when they're on the campaign trail.
Yes.
So that you're not suddenly surprised. I mean, people will switch up. Don't get me wrong.
True.
But like, don't just hit, oh, wow, I see transgender in the title. So I'm just going to be like, all right, well, there you go. That's who I'm voting for. Like, people have their own views. That's just the start. Like,
yeah.
Do you know if any of them are Republicans or Democrats or...
Oh, I'm sure.
Could you imagine they were all Republican? And then you're just like, oh, we're going to edit this part of the show.
That's funny. Sure. Damn. I really hope the black transgender lady, like, of all people,
imagine,
son.
Nah,
if you're fucking Republican, son, we gotta fight.
Anti-abortion, anti-birth control.
I hate niggers. I hate women. I hate trans people.
I'm hurt.
I hate myself. So hurt. I'm trans, but I don't even want to be this way.
I look in the mirror every day like, fuck you.
So stupid.
Let's hope they're not Republican and move on. So, in the most important story of the week.
How is that the most important story of the week?
Kenyan government official wants to send. Kenyan government official wants to send lions for gay cure therapy.
Crickets.
Yeah, she just threw her hands up waiting for a signal, but we won't give it to her.
Fuck
she
you, niggas.
All of her eyes.
I don't care. This was me in the beginning of the show when I was like, who's Tessa Thompson? Everybody was like, what?
That's true.
What does that mean?
Good.
Is that an app? Fuck you guys.
Oh my God.
So there was a photograph of two male lions in Kenya on top of each other. Many people mistook that for the lions having sex because, you know, animals mount each other when they're having sex. Mm-hmm. But these animals actually were not having sex, because they didn't ejaculate immediately after, which is what lions do. They just slip their dicks in and come immediately. And they go, yarr!
Whoa.
Having sex with a male lion is very bad, ladies.
You
need to
run that back again.
Yarr! That's actually what it sounds like.
So
you can YouTube it.
Don't be a lion for Halloween, because you're pissing me off.
It tells a lot about you if you choose to be a lion.
They didn't have the pre-sex zealous over jealous guarding of the mate, which is also what male lions do before they have sex. And then finally, they also violently withdraw after they have sex. Like, they just, have you ever seen like a video of lions having sex? They just get off the woman and everybody's just like, oh, and they're like, oh, don't touch me, nigga, don't touch me.
That sounds familiar. Regular humans do that too, by the way.
That's why gay sex is just better, clearly. Because none of this happened, and that's why they're not calling it sex between these two lions.
That
these two
lions were.
They were just having an intimate moment.
Aww, that's sweet.
Yes. So.
Bromance.
Coalition, yes. Coalition males are typically affectionate with each other. They'll flop down on each other, lick each other, and rub each other's faces. On rare occasions, they will do this mounting situation that they do, and usually it's to smooth over social tensions in the, what is it, pack?
Mm. A pride?
Pride, yes, pride. Yes. Shout out to Lion King, live action film, 2018.
I'm pretty sure that's where I got that from.
Yeah, but this Kenyan government official was fucking pissed at it. So this guy's name is Ezekiel Muta. He's the head of the government-backed Kenyan Film Classification Board, which is like a really, really internal part of the government. Like, why does that need to exist? But shout out to you, buddy. Have a job. He was revulsed by the He's apparently revulsed by homosexuality in humans, so it's no surprise that he's revulsed by it in lions. As well, his response to a couple of his responses to the gay lions are, "quote unquote, these animals need counseling because probably they have been influenced by gays who have gone to national parks and behaved badly."
That's not real. He didn't
say
that.
These two lions saw like two dudes fucking each other because that's what people do in national parks.
Apparently.
They fuck. They have gay sex in national parks, and the lions saw them. Were like, we need to do it. Lions also speak on cell phones now because they see people in national parks speaking on cell phones. They take each other out on dates because these are all things that human beings do and lions see. He's also said the demonic spirits inflicting in humans seem to have caught up with the animals. That is why I say isolate the crazy gay animals. Study their behavior because it is not normal. The very idea of sex, even among animals, is for procreation.
Oh my
Two male lions cannot procreate, and therefore we will lose the lion species.
That sounds a lot like...
Not because people are hunting for lions.
That sounds
They're
so
having
familiar.
Gay sex.
I was about to say, the same ideology applies to humans too, and
that
it's just like as ridiculous.
This is actually a comment section on Facebook.
Yes!
In a gay Facebook group, this is the whole comment section.
The human race is dying out. There's 8 billion people on this planet.
Starving.
We don't have enough space for all of the
Most
people.
Most of them are
But
starving.
Because of gay sex.
Just replace the word
Everybody's
lion
fucking
with
gonna die.
You should just rather everybody be gay, then we'll all have food. If that's how you think.
I'll be lit.
But my question... my main question
We're all
this,
gay and eating.
My main question in this is, how does one counsel a lion?
This nigga made... First of all, that was your only question. First of all.
No, because I know the rest of it's ridiculous, so I don't have no questions for that.
You gotta sit him down and say, Simba, buddy. I know you're feeling these urges, but they are not normal, my friend.
They go to gay conversion therapy.
My son said, lions.
Look at this gay lion porn, and they shock them.
Oh,
damn, that's
Lewis
dark and fucked up.
No.
But that's what they do.
There we go.
No.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, man.
But then
look at what it says at the end of the document. Animals do be gay, though.
This is Samantha
it is
produces.
True, though. It is true, though. Animals do be gay, though.
Oh, my God.
And
Let's
indeed they
forget.
Do. Some examples of animals whom be gay. We got penguins. There were several examples of penguin couples, same-sex penguin couples. Also, a lot of just same-sex bird couples. I don't know what's going on. There was a polar bear who died when his partner left him.
Oh.
They were partners for 20 years, and he got transferred to another zoo, and he just died. He was like, my heart is broken.
Of a broken heart.
Yeah. And then there's also these two brown bears who, like, gave each other head a lot. Like, they were documented 28 times giving each other head.
It's lit.
I wish I could be a fucking brown
bear,
bitch.
It, like, animals just be chilling. It's just like, eventually you look over and just like, you trying to do this or what? That's it.
You trying to get some head? Bro.
Trying to get some head, boys?
Boy.
28 times. I mean, clearly they knew what they were doing.
Cardi B, you trying to catch this neck? Catch it. Throw the neck. Catch it.
Oh, if you guys don't have anything else to add, that is it for current events. All right, so we're going to move on to our next segment now.
Fuck me.
The segment about, did you even say
nope.
it?
No.
Wow, I don't
Once
care.
Once I realized that I was not going to catch on, I was like, I'm just going to let it.
It'd be like that sometimes, though. I understand that.
I say me sometimes. Or just
me.
Or it.
Me.
I'm here. I'm present. The segment about our sexual, romantic, and dating lives. Rob has a story.
Yeah. Rob has a story. Sometimes I'm always like, damn, I know nobody I fuck with listens to my podcast. So I don't even be afraid saying anything. On it.
So for real.
Damn. I know that if they do this to it, they won't ever get this far anyway. Shit, so good comforting.
Yeah.
So comforting. Mm-hmm. Oh shit. Damn, I'm like so fucking jet lag, I can't even function right now. All right, guys, I'm officially over my ex-boyfriend.
Yay!
Pizza party!
You said pizza party?
I said this needs pizza party.
Okay, yes, it does. Yes,
cake
it does.
And pizza too.
I love wine. Cake. Yes. Oh, I love wine. We're having a meeting. We can do all three of these things. Yes. All right, cool. Call me. We're going to get lit. Oh, just minus one.
Yeah. You'll be there in spirit, though.
In spirit. I'll actually eat Too Busy Hate for you because okay, that's what great. I want to do anyway. Now I have a reason. Yeah. But yeah, I am. And I mean, it was hard and it sucks. And it took like me leaving and being alone.
Yeah.
To realize like, wow, I'm actually fucking heartbroken. And it's okay to say, I don't want to do this anymore. Mm-hmm. And I decided to not. And it's been great.
Yay.
So yeah, whatever. Fuck that. I got
hard just now.
Like, I got some D.
Fuck feelings.
Yeah. I got some D. Yeah. I got some D twice.
Hey. Okay.
Two different people.
Hey. Oh, it's a real whole situation up in here.
Oh my goodness. The first time I cried. And I hit up Sam, like, Sam, I don't know why I'm crying. I was just fucking crying. But you know why I was crying? That shit was so good.
Ooh,
that shit was so good. And I didn't know how to handle it because I just haven't felt good in so long. Mm. And I'm just like, oh, this isn't working. What do you do with this? Or how do you make it stop? I don't know. I'm dying. Like, yeah. It was like such an emotional time. But yeah, that was great. And then I got some new D. Some D that looks like it's gonna be some constant D.
I don't even know.
Shit.
Consistency.
Dictation.
I don't know. Like, I feel like when I say, once you stop complaining, life just be like, okay, you ready now. You ready now. When they say, oh, when you'll get it when you don't look for it, they really mean when you're like over life 100%. You're like, I'm just gonna live now.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, here you go.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want a relationship, but I like sex, and I'm getting that. Mm-hmm. But then lastly, if you guys remember from my last fuck me like a month ago, I said that my high school crush, we were like DMing and stuff. No. He was on my fuck list.
Yeah, there you go.
He's on my fuck list. He slid in my DMs.
Didn't hear this.
Imagine if I did.
He's like, I know that's me. Yo. Let me take this.
It's time.
I thought about it. I was like, did he listen to this? I'm like, no. Because he didn't even know that I hosted like a podcast. So, and two, I didn't mention any important details. Because I had a lot of high school questions. Yes. Mm-hmm. But he slid into my DMs and then he asked for his number because I didn't know how the internet was going to work in Germany.
Yeah.
But then we ended up texting every single day since I landed. Then he came over to my house.
Ooh.
We didn't do anything.
Bitch, what?
We didn't do anything. I was too fucking tired to even like keep my eyes open because that was like the day that I landed.
Yeah.
But we just like talked and he smoked and we drank some wine and
classy.
But we
had no Henny.
Wine. But we, I do this thing where I'm not like comfortable with people yet, and I sit at my kitchen table, which is like a meter and a half across, and then the other person sits across. So there's like no intimate space.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what happened. He's like, you don't like to sit on your couch? And I'm like,
not with you. Yeah.
But it's cool. And yeah, I'm thinking, considering asking him out, but I'm like, do I really want to do this right now? So I'm not sure. Cause it's like, you know, I didn't want to like put it in the air like I'm looking for something, because I don't think he is as well. He's like in like the same situation as me where he's going through a breakup with like almost the same exact situation. So but he's like, it was more recent for him. So I know he's still like trying to recover and shit.
Yeah.
So I didn't ask him about any of that because it's all been friendly and mild flirting, because he's also really fucking awkward.
But that's cute.
I love it.
I know. It's so refreshing, but he's so sweet, and I don't know, and I don't even feel like having sex with him anymore. I'm like, damn, that's bad. That means I like him. But We'll see. I just want to keep having sex. So, what did I tell you though? I was like, yo, knowing me, I'm gonna end up in a relationship like next month because I clearly can't fucking stay out of these shits. I be trying and be fronting, and then, hey Sam, so this nigga asked me to be his girlfriend. I was like, yeah, like.
Well, you know, Rob, that doesn't sound like a quite good idea at this time. But
and then it ends up fucking exploding. Always ends up exploding. But I mean, we'll see. I'm chilling. I'm not pressing nothing, and I'm not doing anything that I'm just. Because one thing I realize is that I overanalyze everything, and that's when I need my friends. Cause I hit up my friends like, "Hey, I want to say this. Is this okay? And I want to do this. Is this okay?" But now I'm just like, I'm gonna do what my heart says, but also when I'm thinking about doing dumb shit, like fucking my ex, which I have not done, but that's the shit I have to be like, my nigga, can I get a pass or am I wilding right now? But like little shit like, should I send this text and blah, blah, blah. I don't need nobody help. I just gotta do what I do.
Yay.
I'm cute. I got a fat ass. Like, how could you really deny me unless that's you see me in the morning?
Honestly.
Unless you see me when I wake up.
I mean, you just gotta turn around and you're like, right? Wafoom.
Yeah, but then it's like, wafoom. And then, but then I turn back around and you're like, oh, God. Because I'm very.
It's alive.
Not
it's
a cute person alive. When I'm tired. I'm a sweaty, ugly nigga when I'm tired. But we'll see. Hopefully, I update y'all niggas in a couple months. And I'm either still getting constant D or I'm getting a singular penis. That's but that D, these D's have been quite life-changing.
Yeah.
But I've also changed a life. That nigga was doubting my game.
I hate
and
that.
I was like,
you
yo,
show it
facts. I said,
you
don't sleep real quick. I said, don't sleep. He's like, bet. No, and then he slept. And I woke that nigga up.
Stay
and he
woke.
Was
let
like,
sleep.
He
stay
did
woke.
This. What the? Like, nigga's like, God.
Am I alive?
is this
real life?
Like, he's like teleporting out his body and shit. And then he fell asleep. And then blowjob. It was that good. Put the nigga to bed.
Damn.
I didn't realize that I did that. And
I'm proud of you.
I'm gonna put you to bed.
Yeah. His name Jay Holiday. He'd be so proud. Nobody else has a fuck me, right?
Well, I was gonna say I'm the opposite end of the spectrum. As I was listening to Rob, I realized I haven't had sex in 2 months.
This is a long ass time, son.
No, I just realized that.
No, you don't have to change.
No. I'm okay with that. But then I'm thinking, like, I realize that being completely and totally single, which is what I am now, because I always had someone, you know, you have a whole list.
Yeah, you'd be flipping.
Yeah, yeah.
Jump from one
but now
to
it's just like, it's kind of hard to like be flirting with niggas and like just flirting with girls. It's the hardest.
Why is it hard?
For guys, I feel like it comes easier for me because I don't even realize it. And I think they kind of take everything as flirting, which is weird because I could just be friendly and it'll just be like, oh, are you flirting with me right now? And I'm just like, no. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. But I've been I've been like, yo, I'm definitely gay. Like every time I go outside, I'm just like, yeah, I'm gay. But with women, I just don't know how to even do it. I feel like I'm being friendly and I'm trying to be over friendly, but
yeah,
like,
it's like those
women are already
like,
just so friendly with one another.
I'll teach you.
Okay.
Because I'm a hoe.
It's hard because it's just like, I don't know if you're just being friendly because that's how we are. Mm-hmm. Like, because it's just like all my life, we've been kind of gay kind of because we're just always touching each other's boobs and just like, oh Lou, you got a fat
we
ass.
Are
yeah we used to hold hands in high school.
Oh really?
Yeah
that sounds fun.
Yeah,
you
want
nice. To hold my hand? You want to touch my ass?
Of course. Oh, give me permission. I've just been waiting. I've just been waiting for the consent to touch.
Oh,
there you go. This
the connection has happened.
I'm a lesbian now.
Oh
so like
your
in
hands
that,
are so warm.
Oh,
yeah, they were.
They're in between my legs
that
the whole
amazing.
Time.
Oh, but it's just like navigating all of that, and then I also am just tired. Like I don't even want to have sex.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
but it's just like I want to learn how to like navigate flirting with people and actually doing it well.
Yeah,
instead of it just being like, I'm not being nice. I'm trying to fuck you. Like, you know, but I don't know how to do that. But that's, I just realized I haven't had sex.
You gotta take
months.
A course
that's
with Rob.
Like, damn. That's probably the longest.
Take a course with me.
Yeah.
A course on how to be a upfront hoe.
Yeah.
Because I ain't shit. So remember what I was telling you with the fucking, I said I'm a hoe, and then somebody was like,
oh,
you're not, you can't call yourself that. That's derogatory. And I'm like, I host a podcast called The Inner Hoe Uprising, a podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of
four hoes, nigga. Fuck you.
Like, what the fuck? Yeah. And I was saying that because I know that I'm fucking promiscuous, and I'm like, I'm gonna just say that I'm a hoe. So now you know that anything that I tell you from this point on, when we're flirting, you know that I'm not flirting with you. It. Like, I'm really serious when I say it. I want to put your penis in my mouth. Like, yeah. I mean that. It's not colloquial. This isn't a metaphor.
That means she really likes me, mom.
Put your dick in my mouth, all right, bro? And I'm serious.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. And high love, both apart. Now, as we were saying.
That's funny. Yeah, we'll do a course. Let's move on. We're going to go into our next segment now.
Fuck you!
The segment about your sexual romantic lives and sometimes about your questions, your comments, and concerns. And this week we had a concern written in from our friend Kat.
Okay.
Kat. Name change because we did not ask Kat if we could use her actual name. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. You can read it.
Hey, Kat from London. I love the podcast and the recent episode, Sex Comedy. It highlighted that there needs a bit more work within deconstructing the way you talk about penises than you do for vulvas / vaginas, which is not cis sexist. When it comes to talking about penises, it's obvious you're talking about cis men, but it lacks the great no cis sex way you talk about vulvas / vaginas. Also, the way your guest was like, no, I don't talk to trans women about their penises, felt like a lack of care for your trans sisters. Anyway, sending love and peace, and I'm sharing this to feel less triggered. I enjoy all that you've taught me, and you've helped me enjoy convos of sex, love, and dating.
Yes.
Thank you, Kat.
Thank you so much for writing in, Kat, and holding niggas accountable when niggas honestly need to be held accountable, okay?
Now, I was going to say because me and Sam were at the episode.
Yeah.
That,
yeah. Okay, so, yes.
We did reply to Kat.
Yes, we did.
Individually, but we also wanted to address this publicly,
for anybody who felt the same way. But and then also, even if no one had felt the same way, I still kind of felt uncomfortable about the episode.
I felt uncomfortable immediately afterwards.
We felt uncomfortable while the person was talking.
But immediately after, I looked at Sam and I was like, nah.
I mean,
we called it out, but it was like...
Yes. So if you didn't listen to the past episode, you're not going to know what we're talking about. You should probably just skip or go back and listen to it. Yeah. Whatever. But the guest had a book about ugly penises. And two things that we felt iffy about with the book was that it was body shaming penises. And we talked about that, and I feel like that was conveyed on the episode. Mm-hmm. But also the fact that it was transphobic to say that you were writing a book to uplift women by shaming penises, because you're leaving people, women who have penises, outside of the conversation. And then you hear me chewing on my apple like, so did you ever have a conversation with a trans woman about... the fact that your book does this or whatever, and then you hear a long pause and a sigh and then a no, and then I say got you, and then I go on to something else. But that's not actually what happened in the actual recording. From there, we had asked the guest why they do not, or no, we asked if they had any plans of speaking with trans women.
To alleviate the fact that they didn't do it in the first place.
And it kind of just evolved into not good things that we want our listeners, especially our trans listeners, especially our trans women listeners, to hear. That being said, this person should have been doxed a little bit more before they were on the episode, which is totally my fault because I'm the person who produced that episode. But... it's hard to dox someone to say, like, hey, are you transphobic? Mm-hmm. Because the way that this person was framing it was very much like, I care about all people's issues, but I frame transgender issues in this way, which was a way that was very much not feminist and that I won't get into because it is fucking hella triggering. But yes, so our bad.
Yeah, I mean, I do appreciate being called out on it. It's not something that we didn't think about, but it was also something that we tried to handle with the best care, because it was at the end of the interview. It's not like it was the first thing that we talked about. Mm-hmm. And we did try to navigate the conversation, even with the body shaming, where it was just like we had gone talking for a while and it was just kind of like, so
you don't get it, let's move
on. Yeah, exactly. But I definitely appreciate being called that, because we are still learning, we're still trying to make sure that this is the most inclusive space that we can, like, cultivate, and exactly. So It's something that we may do in a pre-screening moving forward, just mm-hmm. to make sure that you know what show you're coming on, right? Like, just like, make sure people know what we'll talk about and who the listening audience is, because that's what's important. It's mm-hmm. you guys. So
yeah,
our bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Intense things.
Like what?
I mean, I feel intense like just intense moments. I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, not every guest is going to be like
the bastion of wokeness. Yeah. Yeah. There's very few people who are everything that we are for this show or whatever.
I mean, and the when it happens, it's like, damn, like, yeah, you're so fucking surprised. Like, I love you, aren't you? Can you be a host? Just mm-hmm. kidding, we've got enough hosts. But but it's so it is hard to navigate the world of finding the right people. It's also hard to navigate conversations where you don't want your listeners to feel offended, but you also, because the guest is right fucking in front of you,
yep, mm-hmm.
and you don't want them to feel so uncomfortable that they no longer want to speak.
Yeah.
It's such a weird thing, and I kind of feel like I wish we were all, even though I hate this nigga, Charlamagne the God, to just literally just say everything that was on our minds.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and that would be possible if we were like a huge show, because yeah. then it's like, well, fuck you. I don't care if you leave.
Exactly. But we're not yet. Guess what? You got that point. Get your fucking homies.
You'll hear some wild shit when we get to that point. Just like, nah, I don't want to hear your shit anymore.
Everybody's going to hate Rob.
But we
everybody's going to hate Rob because I have the worst mouth on earth. But until we're there, we have, like, we don't have to. We don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
But it's, it makes it a little bit more of a comfortable space for everybody if we just like just try to navigate those really fucking uncomfortable conversations. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's like a,
and it's also like my first inclination to navigate the conversation, and that's what we were doing. Yeah. Like Money, who is a listener of the show, has said multiple times that whenever somebody problematic comes on, like, I go out of my way to like talk them through the problematicness, but we were just not getting anywhere with that lady.
I mean, like, that was like it was really something where we fed so much, like, so this is what you actually mean, right?
And then
it was just kind of like, nah. I really wanted it to be just like, I'm dismantling this idea that penises are more than just skin or like flesh or something. Mm-hmm. And it's like, because the ideology, that's what I was thinking, but I don't mm-hmm. know that it was that. I feel like I created that in my head to like make it a safe bubble.
Yeah.
But I mean, like,
there's no comedy in body shaming, and especially because I can also imagine that, you know, the trans exclusion, then we have like male guests, and it's like, so niggas just out here making fun of dicks. We don't make fun of dicks here. We're inclusive to all dicks, and I love dicks. Don't send me your dick pics, though. I will fuck you up. But
sexual assault. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Please don't send me your fucking dick pics. But it's difficult. But I hope that you guys appreciate that we tried our hardest to make you guys feel comfortable, and mm-hmm. we'll continue trying to ensure that our guests are not exclusive of any group, are inclusive of all of our audience.
And I was going to say, there was a comment on Instagram that I felt like I needed to address now, because it was a dude who was like, this was a very interesting episode, and it's nice to hear that this is the women's perspective of our
how
penises.
You feel about,
and I was
our
like,
dicks.
No!
Yeah, it's please. Not. It's not everybody's.
I don't, and that's dicks. What I'm afraid of. Like, that's exactly what we were thinking. We're like, there's going to be someone with a penis. It doesn't matter who it is. Like, mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be a man either. Just someone with a penis is going to be like, oh,
damn,
this is
son,
what,
that's how y'all feel. No.
And I'm like, nah,
the views of our
Rob.
Guests do make us like,
dicks
are fine with me.
I like looking at vulvas and vaginas, I like looking at penises. When they're in my face.
Yeah.
So
another note, I don't remember who said this on SoundCloud, but the guest had said, can you just explain what a bear is for people who don't know? And she said a bear is
a
bottom.
That's not auto.
That's not true.
Mm-hmm. That actually is not true.
Yeah.
No. I watch a lot of gay porn. I know that. I'm not joking.
Isn't a bear like a...
He's just
it's
a
burly gay
dude.
Man.
It's a burly,
yeah,
it's
like,
a large
it's like
burly
the fucking,
gay man.
The brawny guy on the fucking... paper towels.
Yeah.
Like, I want to fuck you up.
Like a lumberjack type of dude.
Phenotype.
Two bears can, you know, fuck each other. So
yes. Yeah, man, I'm sure that's pretty cool.
It is.
Yes.
Not that I'm into gay porn.
I am. I'm into bisexual porn with two men and one woman.
Yeah. All of it.
Where the men are fucking each other. Okay.
Cut that out. No, leave it in.
No, it's real. That's real.
Okay, we're going to end the show now.
And if you would like to follow us on social media, you can do so by following Inner Hole Uprising without the G on Twitter, Inner Hole Uprising on Instagram and Facebook, innerholeuprising.com to pay a bitch or to check out our merchandise.
Mm-hmm. Where can we follow you?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Rebby or Not. And then Tumblr.
Tumblr.
People love Tumblr. Actually follow. Fuck you, first of all. Tumblr. You can follow me on Tumblr. It's a new site.
It's like, no, you've never heard of it.
At No Need to Make Believe. But people actually follow me the most on Tumblr.
Oh, cool. Yeah. You be putting porn gifts on Tumblr?
Of course.
Okay, that's the only time I go on Tumblr.
Yeah.
Porn gifts.
Porn gifts, lots of pictures of beautiful women.
Mm.
And, like, you know, typical like, millennial shit. Why is the world so hard? But there's magic around every corner. That's my Tumblr.
That sounds like an okay place to be.
Horrible, bro.
Through and through. Oh. I was born this way.
Baby, I was born this way. Where can we follow you, Rob?
You can follow me on Instagram at African American Booty Scratcher.
So
kind of shit does not get less funny. African American Booty Scratcher. You can follow me on Twitter at RobTheGod.
Mm-hmm.
And
Artstagram,
Vanta.black with a Q. Thank you. I get like the most followers sometimes on that one.
See, but you're actually producing something right there. Oh, but they don't want to buy it.
Yeah, they don't want to buy my fuck. I'll sell you the fakies. Art from my, like, that I made of my ex for like $20
at this point.
And this shit is just paying a bitch oil at that painting. Point. Like, it's huge, but I don't want it. And I'll give it to you for fucking shipping. Just fucking hit me up,
take
bro.
Take it.
Damn.
Just take it. Aku, I'm going to do yours because Aku is doing something right now. You can follow Akua at Hey Akua Girl on Instagram and on Snap at Hey Akua Girl, but that's Hey with two Y's on Snap. And you can follow me, Sam, on Instagram and Twitter at Slam Rid, Rid with two D's, and on Snap at Samanners, all of which will be in the description for this episode. Please don't forget to review us on iTunes and Stitcher. We shall see you next week. Or
bye.
Me and Rob shall see you next week.
Bye.